Pride and memory are sometimes a difficult mix for veterans. Frank here is remembering World War I.
It's best for anyone who has been in the military service. If he's had some disagreeable experiences, it's best for him to talk about it, get it out of his system, and then forget it. Of course, I didn't talk about it.
Talking about the military experiences of those who live to tell the tales.
We'll visit a library of stories told so they can forget and we always remember. Veterans in their own words. Permission to speak freely, sir. Permission granted. On
it's the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. What do my kids say when we do that? We go, jinx. You know, when you
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you owe me a Coke.
That's right. Good morning. It's Thursday, November 11th, Veterans Day.
And let's get right to the morning's top news stories. President Obama makes his case at the G20 summit meeting in South Korea this morning.
The most important thing that the United States can do for the world economy is to grow, because we continue to be the world's largest market.
President Obama met one-on-one with Chinese President Hu Jintao and German Chancellor Angela Merkel this morning. Those are the two main critics of the Federal Reserve's plan to inject money into the American economy. President Obama was also dealt a setback this morning when the U.S. and South Korea failed to reach an agreement on a free trade deal.
Perhaps the president is happy to be on the other side of the world from a political storm kicked up in Washington by a report from his bipartisan Deficit Reduction Commission, which laid out sweeping cuts in the federal budget. It's going to hurt. In the report, commission co-chairman Alan Simpson recommends cuts to Social Security, recommends higher taxes, military spending cuts, and raising the retirement age to 69.
It's all there. We have harpooned every whale in the ocean and some of the minnows. And no one has ever done that before.
The colorful Alan Simpson there. The report also calls for an increase in the federal gasoline tax and eliminating the tax break homeowners get on their mortgage interest. Very controversial there. Commission co-chairman Erskine Bowles says it'll be painful, but it would cut the deficit by $4 trillion over a decade.
This debt is like a cancer that will truly destroy this country from within if we don't fix it.
Both political parties agree on one thing. They've both come out strongly against the report.
It took 8 months, but Iraq appears to be on the verge of forming a government this morning. In the deal, Shiite leader Nouri al-Maliki gets a second term as prime minister. The Sunnis get speaker of the parliament and leadership of three committees that oversee security, and the Kurds keep the presidency.
Nobody wants to be in the opposition. They all want to be in the government. So they are now all in, and hopefully it will work.
That's Kurdish politician Mahmoud Othman. He tells the BBC that he expects the deal to be ratified today. A Pentagon group that's looking into Don't Ask, Don't Tell says the military can lift the ban on gays serving openly with only minimal risk to current war efforts. The Washington Post got an early look at the report. It says more than 70% of active duty and reserve troops think repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell would be positive or wouldn't change anything. The Pentagon's report is due on President Obama's desk by December 1st.
Election update in Alaska. They're counting their way through 92,000 write-in ballots in that U.S. Senate race, which is still unresolved. But so far, incumbent Lisa Murkowski is winning 89% of the write-in votes. That looks very, very positive for her. Foreclosures dropped 9% from September to October, the largest margin this year. Economists say it's mainly because lenders halted foreclosures, though, kind of a technicality because of the legal mess over all those documents. Asian markets up, European indices down, futures down for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,357. The S&P opens at 1,218. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,578. We're talking about veterans and memory this hour. Walter Mosley will be with us later to talk about race, religion, and memory in his new book, The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray.
And we're also asking for your messages. If you have a message for troops at home or abroad, give it to us at 8778-MYTAKE or at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.